This is Dr. Olivero dictating on Kathy Beasley. The last name is B-E-A-S-L-E-Y. Kathy is C-A-T-H-I-E. Number one. 70-year-old white female that used to be a chronic smoker for more than 30 years, and has a severe case of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Comes here for a follow-up. When we check her, she's with a persistent cough, and she states that there is a sputum production that sometimes is clear, sometimes is yellowish. She doesn't have dyspnea upon exertion. She says that she is using electronic cigarettes, the so-called vaping, from time to time. Who is this? ¿Quién es? Ya te llamo. Because of the persistent cough, I am going to order a chest CT scan without contrast. Number two, the patient has a history of hyperglycemia. She has maintained a diet, maintained the same body weight, and the hemoglobin A1C is 6.1. Following number arterial hypertension that is under control, following number hyperlipidemia that is under control, following number arteriosclerotic heart disease that is under control. She has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, the latest laboratory workup that was done September 3rd, 2024. We have a patient that has a creatinine of 0.6, a BUN of 14, and an estimated AFR that is 95 mLs per minute. The patient does not have proteinuria. The urinalysis is completely normal. Following number, arteriosclerotic heart disease without any deterioration. He has findings consistent with CKD2, following number hypothyroidism that is followed up by endocrinologists, as well as mild hyperlipidemia that is under control. I'm going to review the results of the chest CT. If it's stable, the patient will return to the clinic in 1 year with laboratory workup. I invested 7 minutes reviewing the lab, 18 minutes in the face-to-face, and the documentation, 9 minutes.